Morning.
Good morning, Shar.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab Joanne.
Okay.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
Okay. How about you?
Very good, thank you.
Okay. Who was it that said hi to me just a minute ago?
That was Betty.
Betty. Oh, good morning, Betty. And somebody else just came on, too.
It's me.
It's you.
How are you?
Joanne's on with me, too, and she is leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
Going, Joanne?
Pardon me?
Where are you going?
Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, see my daughter and the family, the girls and stuff. And
that's exciting.
I sound raspy because I didn't go to bed till 6:15 this morning, so.
Oh, my gosh. So you're trying to get in Australia time before you get there?
Yeah, I don't want to have the jet lag. I don't want to miss anything.
Oh, my goodness. How long are you going to be gone?
Month.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, it's going to be really what I need, I think.
Have you ever been?
Oh, briefly off of a cruise, you know, but you don't really see much. I mean, you don't get to, I don't care about what it looks like. I just want to see what it feels like.
Sure.
You know, like to live there or to be with my daughter. Not that I'm interested in that. I'm just more interested in the family situation than tourist stuff I'm not interested in.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit, but mainly to be with them and,
for sure.
You know, because we've always been so close. So, you know, they're part of my life. They have been, and so I want to get that back for a month.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, see how different life is over there for them, huh?
Yeah.
How long have they been there?
A year.
Wow. It's so far.
It is so far. But thank heaven for Skype, you know, that does help. It's still, it's not the same. When it's been your life, or, you know, part of your life every day, it's very difficult.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I remember when our son was in Korea. I mean, that was way before Skype and even email stuff. So,
Oh, yeah. That would be bad.
It's different. And phone calls are very expensive then.
Yeah.
It's like when our kids were on the ship, Spence and Therese, and we did, what was it? It was faxes then, I think. I don't think it was even email that came. Maybe it was, I can't remember now, because at the beginning I'm pretty sure it was faxes that they would send. And then when it got to emails, it was once a day, but we still weren't doing Skype yet, so, you know, The technologies definitely add to it, especially when you just talk.
I remember when Murray was in Korea, he said to me one time, you know, Mom, with your handwriting, if they ever interceive one of your letters, they're going to think you're sending me a code.
That's cute. Yeah, it's, life has sure changed since we've been on the planet, and I know my folks said the same thing, but And it was major changes for them, too, as they grew into their senior years. We were fortunate. Yesterday, we got to go to a 90th birthday party for a gal that was a substantial part of our life for a few years when we had another couple living with us. She kind of became the Christian, not kind of, she became the Christian mentor to a couple that she changed their life, let me put it that way. And anyway, they had a big birthday party for her at the senior center, and it was really, really unique for me in that we were only going to be there for a few minutes because our day was really packed, and Denny had it more packed than I did, and he had an extra activity earlier in the day, and with friends that we hadn't seen for about 15 years from Florida that are in our business. under Vance and friends of his. And anyway, when we got there, we knew we only had a few minutes and we'd be late for our going to our special service at a church last night. And so anyway, the only person that she introduced me to at the beginning, there was another one later, but the only person that came up while she was talking to me just happened to be a lady that graduated from Christ for the Nations Institute. And I was so amazed when Eloise said, now, this lady you'll be interested in talking to because all she said to me was she knows Christ for the Nations Institute. Knows about Christ for the Nations Institute. And so as we started talking, I said, so how do you know about it? And she says, well, my parents got magazines from the founder, Gordon Lindsay, which happens to be my uncle. And she says, she goes on talking. There was a lot of conversation. Well, she attended there when in her 50s, and she was apprehensive about going there to a college where he figured it was going to be all teenagers or young adults, just out of high school, as when she found out there were over 100 that were in her age bracket that were attending there. And she said, I just had the most wonderful time. And I was so fearful of taking tests at my age because I hadn't been in school for over 30 years. And she says, I was really concerned about that and very fearful. And she said, I got my first test, and it came back from my professor with an A+, and she said, I held my head up straight, and I knew I had the confidence for anything else that was going to be come my way. And she said, I realized that it was maturity, and I wanted to interject the word wisdom as well, but maturity, with maturity comes wisdom. And she said, that made it so easy for me because I was reflecting from a different direction. And then she went on to say something that I thought was of the utmost importance. She said, talking about longevity of life, she said, I had an uncle that lived to be 103, and I was with him on his 100th birthday down in Texas. And she said, he still lived independently on his own. And she said he had a great quality of life. And she said, I happened to be there when he was fixing his own dinner. At noon, his daughter usually came home and had lunch with him because she was a teacher nearby and would fix lunch. And but at night, he was fixing his own dinner. And she said, all he did was open a can of corn and eat it. Heat it up and eat it. And she said, that wouldn't have been dinner to me, but for him, it was a full meal. And so anyway, we kind of laughed about it. And then she said, in talking about centurions, she said, Chuck Swindoll, who I know as an author and a Christian speaker, minister, has his own church. Also, he made a search one time in trying to find out the common denominator of longevity. And people that live to be over 100 years, and he said the only common denominator he could find was that everything rolled off their back. They handled stress in a totally different way than most people did. And he said they had lived their life that way from as long as they could remember. And he said that was the only major common denominator he could find. Well, the only common denominator, he didn't even say major, he said that was the only denominator I could find that was common in all of them. And I thought, my goodness, what? Maybe not an easy thing to get a hold of, but definitely something that we could all strive for.
Has arrived.
In that direction. And I said, you know one thing? I still have a problem with that because I'm too much of a nitpicker is one reason, and I want things my way, more defined and detailed than probably the average person, and so that causes me stress. And I thought, you know, that's just a great, great comment to me And I thanked her, and the other reason was because we played with the idea, possibly, of going down to Christ for the Nation and attending at least a semester, if not going to it for a full year. Now, I know every time I've talked to anybody that said that, they've said, well, that was my intention, too, but I stayed there for the full two-year term and graduated and got my certificate. And I thought, gee, I really respect you for doing that, especially later in life, to have that much change in your life to do something like that. Live on campus with predominantly young people from all over the world, because there's 70 nations down there represented right now, while my grandson's down there. And I thought, what an experience in life to do that. And probably how much more meaningful it would be at our age than when you were just out of teen years, like most of them that are down there. Those were my thoughts on it, but I did so respect meeting her and being able to spend time with her. And that kind of set me up for the evening, which was, like I said, I won't go on into that. But anyway, it was just a great day, and of course we walked around. We didn't know anyone else. I had met two of her three daughters. Eloise was the lady's name, and they sent a beautiful picture out just after she had had her third daughter, which she was, I can't remember, I want to say she was 21 or 23, and it was a picture of her, I guessed her about that age, or not later than the early 30s. It's hard to tell when the pictures are that far back because all the styles are so different. But it was a beautiful postcard with her picture on it asking us to attend the her 90th birthday. So, yesterday was just a special day. So, what happened to you guys over the weekend since I enlarged on one quote that was vital to me that does have to do with your quality of life, I know. That's how we handle stress. How we choose to respond to it.
That's We've always said stress is a killer.
Huh?
We've always said stress is a killer.
Yeah, an early killer.
Yeah.
And it's the only question is, how are we going to allow ourselves to respond to it? We can't
we
control.
All have, and it's the response that's the important thing. How
it
we let it affect our body.
Yeah. It's not what the actual event that happened. It's the response we give it. Thank you, Nancy.
Char?
Yes.
Want to know something? You know, that's my issue all the time. And when I couldn't sleep last night, I was wide awake. I watched 4 hours of repeats of Dr. Oz. And guess what the one was I took the most notes on? How to meditate when your brain won't shut off, which is my big problem. That's exactly what they taught. This guy taught. You set an alarm clock for 10 minutes because so that you're not consciously thinking you should be up doing something, and then you sit upright in a chair and just close your eyes, and then you concentrate. So you're using your mind, but you concentrate from the top of your head to everything you feel as slow as you can go down your whole body to your toes. And that gets your meditation and lowers your blood pressure and everything else, which is the problem I'm having. And I thought, wow. That sure came in at an opportune time because I can do that on the airplane because
oh, yeah.
I get that anxiety problem when I sit too long.
Make sure you get up and walk on that plane. You're going to be on for a long time. You need to get your circulation down to your toes.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Even when you're sitting in the seat, flex your feet back and forward, which is it helps.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And, you know, it helps if you just set your clock on your radio or on your telephone to go off. And then you are allowed to do YouTube that after they're once in the air. You can turn it back on on airplane mode. Set it for every hour so it'll go off to remind you to get up and do that because you will not believe the difference.
And make sure you drink water.
Yeah, and a lot more water because the air is so drying on the airplanes, especially for that length of time.
I've already set my Nikon bottle because of my forgetfulness lately. It's right by my purse that I'm taking on board.
Good.
just a thought on those, that woman that you were talking to yesterday. When I was in college, I used to think, you know, it would be so cool to just go to college to learn rather than to try and get a grade.
Yes. Well, and you know, that was her thought. She was such an inspiration last night, or yesterday afternoon. It was just, it really was meaningful. But, you know, nothing happens by chance. And I just know God placed her there at the time that she was there, because we were, we were just slipping in to slip out. And then he came to tell me that we needed to leave or we would be late, which we weren't. We got there promptly, and it was just, everything just went so smoothly that it was unreal. And I'd given myself some extra rest in the morning. I find that if I have a really good one relaxing day out of the week, which is the way God intended us to live, I have a so much better week. And I thought, I'm going to start this week, because if Sunday or Saturday, either one of them, are in turmoil for me, with just packed end to end to end to end, I don't start the week off great. And I know, I remember back, and you might remember this too, Nancy, back at Parkview Adventist Medical Center, they were so strong on one day of the week is designed for rest. There's nothing about retirement in the Bible, but there is evidence and enough about one day taken off for rest a week that's not considered your regular work week. And when you obey that, everything in your life is much smoother. Well, when she came to that point in her life, she was a young student in college, and she learned that, and she thought, there is absolutely no way. I'm working 7 days a week now because of work and college and everything, that I can possibly take a day off. And they influenced her enough to do it, the mentors that she had. And she took the day off, and she said, all of a sudden, my grades went from average to straight A's, top student. And she said, I was so much more relaxed the entire week than I ever was before, when I was struggling to get everything done in 7 days. I got it done in 6 days, and with greater efficiency, greater results. And she said, I realized the value of what was written in the scriptures. And I thought, wow, isn't that cool? I mean, we do have guidelines to live by. And, you know, when we violate them and don't do them, the same as what we're given by, you know, people that are knowledgeable, that we know are only common sense. You know, and you can even throw GMO in there. That's common sense. We're not supposed to be messing with what God created and adulterating it. And boy, there's a sure lot in our newspapers about it lately. Holy mackerel. I don't know why mackerels are holy, but because it's out of my vocabulary.
It allows you time to stop and smell the roses.
You mean the word?
No. If you give yourself time off.
Yes, I knew what you meant, but it came so appropriately right after I said it. And that's what I think of filler words, when you have to use those kinds of goofy cliches or wordage, filler words. It's of no value whatsoever, but it's still some of a habit. So I found something. Anybody else have anything they want to contribute or comment? I found something.
Just that one quick thought. When you were talking about, you know, taking time off, there was we have a columnist here who actually is a national, she's written books, but she wrote a column a couple of weeks ago. I think maybe I'll read it tomorrow, because it is really, it was a phenomenal column, I thought, that kind of went along that track.
Oh, I love repeats to drill in what we've, you know, been taught from a different direction, so don't hesitate on that subject at all, Nancy. That would be great. Anyway, there was the latest Vegetarian Times I finally pulled out. I had opened the plastic bag it came in, but didn't pull it out. It's the October issue of Vegetarian Times. And I don't know how well have you guys all gone through it. Maybe you've all seen this already. I hadn't carefully. And it was Quick Fix Dips. And the it's on page 34, if you want to just note that so you don't miss it. You can't. It's a full page. Very beautifully displayed with fresh veggies. And what, one thing I really thought was great is the way they arranged them on a plate. They've used very thin younger carrots split right down the center with a little bit of the green showing at the top. And then everything's in long, long pieces, like even the stalks of celery are split down, some of them, or else they're really young ones, with the leaves left on them. So it makes it really attractive. And the cucumber done the same way. Those are the three you see the most of. The cucumber done the same way with a wedge of it, like a quarter of a very long cucumber, or with a piece that you see looks like it's a very long one anyway, with the peel still left on it. So just a little bit different way than us cutting them up into all bite-sized pieces, which means you'd have to have your own dip on your own plate because you're going to be double dipping if you don't do that. And the hummus next to it that looks so yummy, as they're saying, spicy, no, not spicy, just a spoonful of yummy dip, is simple. And I'm going to read it before I make it. And by the way, I still haven't made the stuffed pumpkin yet. I've got everything to do it. I was going to do it over the weekend, and I just got crowded out because I took some time off to relax. And I'm anxious to do that. I got a small 3-pound, just under a 3-pound. I'm going to cut the recipe in half. And then Denny came home with a white pumpkin that the gal at the Grange, that we don't see each other that much because I'm not up there very often anymore, but she drew a happy face on it with a felt marker and said, give this to Char. And so that's the one I'm going to use for our family event, imagining and counting on the fact that it's going to come out.
Linda Morris.
Has arrived.
As well, good morning, Linda. As well as being attractive and unusual to place on the buffet table, and I started to send Stacy a message because she said she didn't know what she was going to do about food, but I don't think I finished off the email. I think I fell asleep when I was typing. But anyway,
did you ever see a cream carrot?
Pardon?
Did you ever see a cream-colored carrot?
Yes. We get multicolored carrots in a bunch. There's a dark one that looks like a beet, then there's the regular color, and then there's the one that's just cream color. They're very attractive. The beet-colored one is only is skin deep, so you really can't peel it and save the contrast of color, but the exterior of it is a beet-colored, and they come organic in a bunch to us from the distributor. So I don't know that the seeds are messed with other than, you know, I don't know. I don't know I've never researched that to find out if they are heritage seeds or not, but they are organic.
Yes. What about orange or green cauliflower?
Yes. Yes. We have that also. The green looks more like a little pyramid. In fact, I've got some in the refrigerator. And the orange or yellow, kind of a blend between the two. And they still taste very much like cauliflower. I guess I'm maybe not real sensitive to that because I've used them a lot, especially in dip.
I love the white, regular, real cauliflower. Then I tasted the orange as I was cutting it for the salad. It's more coarse. And the green is even more coarse than that, I thought.
Oh, could be. See, I just, like I said, I didn't pay that much attention to the flavor of them, so I wasn't. That's a good comment. I'll notice that the next time.
Yeah, these are all from Mindy with their farm stuff, so.
Oh, yeah. And that's all organic, right?
Pretty much. Yep.
Or close to, okay.
And all local. Yeah.
And all local. So, well, that's neat to know that You know, when you're feeling like there's not that much around you to have the availability of that, I mean, like, you know, compared to where we are, where we're totally inundated with, you know, availability of so much of the plant-based. And I just want to continually add whole food plant-based instead of just vegan or plant-based. I really think it's important to get across to people that we're talking whole food. And I think I say mostly. I'm mostly whole food plant-based because I don't think I'm ever going to be there perfect. And when I say that, I can say, you know, I can say my exception is I really still like chocolate. And the things I do with chocolate aren't necessarily the healthiest things in the world for me. But I don't have to be a purist. And the other thing is, I don't like some of the other connotations that go along with vegan. It's not like I'm never going to wear leather shoes again, type thing. And sometimes you get really stamped for being a radical with the word. So I'm a little bit more cautious, and especially in newer groups of people. You know, with you guys, it doesn't matter. We just throw the word around, and we know what it means to us. But for other people, I want to be sensitive to where they're coming from and maybe what they've heard. Anyway, very quickly, because I think we must be running out of time if we're not. Yeah, right, close to it. Miso lime sweet potato dip. It's only got 2, 4, 5 ingredients. That's why it's on the cover mentioned as healthy 5-ingredient dip. Well, this is the first one. And this is the one that's pictured on whatever page I gave you that it was pictured on a minute ago. Anyway, the ingredients are 2 medium sweet potatoes, 1 1/4 pounds, 2 tablespoons of white miso paste, which is always in my refrigerator, or normally, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, which I told Dana to pick me up a fresh lime this morning, 1 teaspoon of fresh grated ginger, which is another regular in my refrigerator, ginger root, 1/2 teaspoon of lime zest plus more for garnish. I might have a frozen lime in there, but in case I don't, I'll be using the other one. You pierce the sweet potato with a fork, and I don't nuke things in the microwave for 7 to 10 minutes, or the other is bake 1 hour. In a 400-degree oven, cool a potato for 10 minutes or until it's easy to handle, and then cut it in half, chop it coarsely, leave the skin on. So you're going to want to scrub it really well. Transfer the chopped sweet potatoes to a food processor, add the remaining ingredients, and pulse until smooth, adding up to 2 tablespoons of water if necessary. To achieve the desired consistency. Season with salt and pepper if desired. Serve warm or at room temperature. Garnish with lime zest if you're using that. I thought that sounded so good and so easy, and since it took up a full page, I'm guessing that it is a recipe that's gone over really well, or they wouldn't be giving it that much room, because that's what I find true of this magazine. You can make any of these recipes and have them be a favorite. At least that's the way it works for me. Anybody have a comment or miss anything?
Two things. Sweet potatoes are some things that some centurions say have been what they've been eating. But you can also boil sweet potatoes, and you know, if you don't want to turn your oven on.
You don't get quite as rich a flavor boiled. It's kind of like roasting, except not as extreme as roasting when they're cut and left open to dry and by the flavor. That would be my only thought, is your flavor isn't going to be quite as strong. But yes, you could take that shortcut. That's where, and I'll put a plug in because I use this so much. And they've come down so much in price. The tabletop oven is so great. It takes so little energy, and it is so efficient, and it cuts out, it'll probably cut out at least 15 minutes of the time for me because of the convection and you know, the way it operates. And I
know the toaster oven even.
You could do the toaster oven. It's a little harder to control the heat as accurately if you've got a small one. Mine's not a very big one. So I don't do those kinds of things in it because it doesn't come out. It's like, well, I guess it's shorter, but it doesn't seem to be as even a temperature when you take the temperature down. The outside seems to be more cooked, almost like toasting rather than, on mine. Now that just could be on the ones I've had, but I've got a small space I utilize for it, is part of my problem. I'm not willing to put in a bigger one that does a better job, probably. Well, not probably. I know they do. But, whichever works for you and however you do it, I just thought it sounded. You had another comment, Nancy, too, you said.
I was just about people who were elderly, eat sweet potatoes. I heard somebody that recently, actually. They're really nutritious and good.
Oh, and it comments, instead of just the veggies that I was talking about, it also makes a comment, play up the Asian flavors in this spread by serving it with rice crackers or sliced daikon radishes, which I haven't used the daikon radishes as a dipper either. I have sometimes picked them up and then not used them, so I kind of quit doing that. Because I guess I just wasn't used to them, and I don't know what all to do with them. So anybody else have any comments on what they do with daikon or radishes? Okay, well, I just figured we're all in this together, so once in a while I'm going to give you a recipe that I haven't even tried yet and see if one of you get to it before I get to it. So I can hear it from you, your first reactions to it, instead of me being the first one to cook it. So anyway, guys, because I've so appreciated the ones you've turned in and given on the call, made available, and I also appreciate the comments back on the recipes, the two that I sent down, because I got several comments back. So, and some of them were people I've had no contact with for several years now that were still on that list. And I sent it out to them, and they gave me comments back. So that was very interesting to me also. So you might dig out some old contacts if you're passing things on and have a list set up on your computer to do that and throw them in the mix. Because it's just a way of reconnecting again. Food's a big topic, whether it's on paper or whether it's for real and you're testing it. So anyway, we're past time. Need to run. Last-minute comment or thought from anybody?
Thanks for all the information.
I
have to tell you that I made the pozole over this weekend, and it was awesome.
So did someone else enjoy it with you besides yourself?
Well, my husband.
Okay. He ate it very willingly, huh?
Yes, he did, and enjoyed every morsel.
Well, good. It's always fun to have a new recipe that's really, really enjoyed. So, anyway, we add them weekly, so if not daily. And so, anyway, you guys have a great, healthier day. And Nancy will be back with you tomorrow, and so will I be. Have a good one. And we're coming up close to the convention. I'm still very excited about that. If you missed Vance's call on Saturday, you might pick it up. I don't know how the schedule is right now, but if it's on there, it's online. Thank you, Steve. And thank you over and over and over from our hearts for all the effort you put into all this information for everybody, that we just take for granted way too often.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just a reminder, I'll be traveling next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, so I won't be recording calls. Look forward to being in Seattle, and I made an appointment with Ruth and Dennis for Saturday morning, so we're really excited to see them at their house. So.
Well, great. Is this the first time you've been to their house?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to enjoy it immensely, and they're such gracious hosts. And you guys deserve every minute of it. So enjoy it immensely. Don't think twice about what not recording. just enjoy your time.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm looking forward to being able to pull some information for Carol on the RI stuff. So
we will pray that that happens. And
yeah, see, Carol, is it very interesting? Carol, have you been aware that I've been talking to Vance?
No, actually not.
Okay. Well, anyway, something exciting is going to be coming up with that, but at least for us anyway, and she had been thinking about the same type of things that I was, that I questioned Vance about. It was just hilarious. We were both on the same wavelength. She was getting interested in trying to figure out how to say it. I went and told her I'd been talking with Vance, and that she was really excited that, so it's sort of something that's looking very favorable and exciting. So just want to let you know I'm excited.
Well, in all areas, you'll have my prayers for her health and everything else that's going on in your lives, because I know you've got such a large extended family, and you guys
actually, we had a daughter move out, so now we're only, I don't know, what is it? Four, five. There's only seven of us now instead of 13. So
there's only
now,
seven of us instead of 13.
So now I have my house, you know, I have my living room back and my family room back so that I can have people over and we can do something. So it's exciting. So.
Okay, that's your last final comment was a good reminder to me. So thank you for that. And you'll know later what I'm talking about. So anyway, you guys just have a wonderful beginning of the week, and there's just so much to look forward to. So make it a healthier one. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Char.
Thanks.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.